celebrating 40 years of music and ideas. 91.3 KBCS Bellevue, Seattle, a listener-supported public service of Bellevue College. You're about to listen to a segment from our program, Music and Ideas, hosted by Sonia Green.
Right now, though, we're going to start out with some interviews with Bellevue school candidates. In the last hour of Music and Ideas, we talked with one of the candidates running, Krishana Roberson. She's running for seat number 4. And in the studio with us right now are the candidates running for seat number 5. I'm teamed up with our online news partner, Venice Buhayan, with the Bellevue.patch.com. Good afternoon, Venice. Thanks for coming in again and hanging out with us.
Thanks, Sonia.
So let me introduce you to the candidates in the studio. And actually, I'm going to allow Venice to do that.
Okay, so in the studio today, we have candidate Ed Luera. He is the vice president for leasing and marketing at Kleist Properties. He's also a football coach with 3 children who attend Bellevue High School. And thanks for coming, Ed.
Thanks for having me here.
Okay. And we also have Milin Tai, and she's an active council member of the Bellevue PTSA, and she has 2 children in elementary school.
In middle school
now.
Oh,
in middle school now. Yes. Okay. Welcome, Milin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And they are running for seat number 5, and that seat will be vacated by school board member Paul Mills. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
And now we're going to give you a minute to kind of introduce yourself. So, Ed, I will start with you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you for having me here. I'm running for Bellevue School Board because I know from personal experience how important a great education is in a child's future and success here in America. I grew up working in the fields of Eastern Washington. I grew up in Yakima, and my whole life was dedicated to working in the fields, working in the orchards, and I didn't know anything different. You know, I worked with my family to put food on the table, to put gas in the car, and put food on, and to put clothes on our backs. And then I realized that when I was working in a beet field, that there had to be a better life. And that's when, at 12 years old, I resolved to make to do something different. And I realized that education was the only way to do it. And so I dedicated myself at that time to excel academically, to get out of those fields, to do something different with my life, to be successful. And so that's what I did. I excelled academically. I did well at my high school. I was fortunate enough to be recruited by Harvard, went on to Harvard, and majored in economics, and then was accepted to Columbia School of International Public Affairs and received my Master's of Public Administration degree and graduated top of my class. And then ever since then, I've been involved in development, commercial real estate development, and office development. And I'm running because I want to ignite that spark for learning for all children. Right now we have, in the state of Washington alone, we're failing to graduate about 16,000 children each year. And each one of those children are 5 times more likely to end up in prison. So I want to achieve 100% graduation rate, and I look forward to answering any questions you might have about that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ed. Milin?
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Venice, for having me here. My name is Milin Tide, and I'm running for the school board in Bellevue, position seat number 5. I'm running because I have benefited tremendously from public school. I came from Vietnam when I was 15. I was an ELL student graduating from Federal Way High School. Because of public school, I have obtained my degree in pharmacy. I has worked as a healthcare advocate. I have started a medical practice and managed that medical practice successfully. I also has been an active school and community volunteers. But I guess the most important job of all is being a mother of my 2 middle schoolers. I'd like to share with the listeners what I believe public school is about. I believe that public education is a cornerstone of a community investment in its children and its own economic vitality and the quality of life. And I also believe that a great school district is one where parents, teachers, and community members work together to provide an education, an educational experience that would cultivate both the heart and the mind, encourage curiosity, foster creativity and innovation, develop critical thinking and problem solving, instruct effective oral and written communication, promote collaboration and teamwork, and nurture citizenships and community involvement.
Okay, thank you. Thank you much, very much, Milin. Okay, so, Venice, I'll let you start with some of the questions.
Okay, great, thanks. So, you know, the Bellevue School District actually has a pretty good reputation nationally. Its high schools have been featured in magazines. And so, specifically, can you tell us, where do you see room for improvement in the Bellevue School District? And we're going to start with Milin.
Thank you. I see several areas that we could definitely improve in our school district. First of all is the area of communication. I know that the school district worked very hard to get information out there. However, there's still certain groups, certain pockets of community members would not be able to receive it. Most of the information is being posted on the website. And because of the website, you need to dig deep enough to find the information you need. There are some families still do not have a computer in their home. And beside parents' community, we have active community members and business community members that we should reach out and ask for their involvement. Secondly, I would like to see more of a parents' community-friendly schools and school district. When parents come into school, we wanted to create an environment where they are welcome there and their opinions do count. And last but not least, we have 15% of our kids not up to proficient at our state standards. So there is definitely room for us to look into that those 15% of our kids and help them to achieve where they should be in their education.
Thanks, Milin. So Ed, same question.
Well, thank you. Well, as you know, Bellevue is going through a significant growth spurt, and we're seeing that now. Where a number of our schools are already at capacity or exceeding capacity. We have schools that we built that are already at capacity one year after they open. So what we need to do are a couple of things. We need to plan better. We need to take a look at our growth projections, our demographic modeling, and do a better job of forecasting so that way we can then plan accordingly. But it also includes looking at a much longer term and planning for not just the short term, because we have to address the overcrowding right now. We have to address that, and we're going to do that by building capacity in place. Because there's talk of boundaries, and right now we don't have to worry about that because we're looking at phase three, which is adding two elementary schools and adding capacity in place at those schools that are overcrowded. But it's an issue we're going to have to look at further down the road. And that involves better capital planning, better design of our schools. And so that's a real issue that we're going to need to address as we continue to grow. So that's the first thing. And I can really help with that because that's what I do. I design office buildings. We build office buildings. I'm responsible for leasing them out. So all aspects of that, I have direct experience with it. I can certainly help the school district as it plans for its future. And not only that, but also the aesthetic design of the buildings. I think we could actually do a better job in that. If you look at Newport and you look at Bellevue High School, I think, unfortunately, I don't think they're aesthetically pleasing, and a lot of the students refer to them as prisons. And I think, you can design better buildings. You just need to go to Issaquah High School. It's a gorgeous building. And we've done that at Tyee. It's a beautiful middle school. So we can do that. Another thing, of course, is closing the achievement gap. I don't mean close, I mean eliminating. And you do that by igniting that spark for learning in all children and making school relevant to all children. And you do that as early as you can. You know, studies show that if you don't have those children learning at proficiency level by the third grade, you lose them. And they get further and further behind. So what we want to do is create a system, an initiative to go into those schools, especially Lake Hills Elementary is a good example, where 70% of those children are on free and reduced lunch, and 70% of them are children of color, and a lot of them are at-risk youth. So my son actually, bless his heart, has developed an initiative to mentor and tutor at-risk youth at Lake Hills Elementary as a test case, so where we bring high school students to mentor them. So that's how, those are some of the initiatives I'd like to implement to actually ignite that spark for learning for all children and achieve 100% graduation.
Thank you, Ed. We're talking with Ed Luera and me, Lynn Tai. Both of them are running for a Bellevue School Board seat number 5, and we're having a discussion with them today. I've noticed a couple of things that you both mentioned a little differently, but you both mentioned, which I'm just going to kind of sum up, and you can agree or disagree once you answer, but you both kind of touched on ideas of inclusion. And I'm wondering how your own stories, because you also started out talking a little bit about your backgrounds and where you're from and the fields and immigration, things of that nature. So how does that inform your ideas of inclusion, and how will you bring that to the table, you know, as a school board member in Bellevue? And Ed, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, I think it looks it really is based on your perspective, and every summer I take my children and we go to the fields where I worked, and we look at the people, the children their age and younger that are working in those fields, and it really helps them, give them perspective and gives them a reality check on what life could be like. And I think it also motivates them. But what it also does is gives them better perspective. And also, I think it gives them a more compassion, more understanding. And I think if you have a basic foundation, fundamental foundation, where you can create that type of culture in the school system of compassion, understanding, inclusion, I think that goes a long way to creating that type of culture throughout the school, and not just in the students, but the teachers, the administrators, and the school board. And if you can set that, if you can set that type of environment, I think it really will. The culture will change and make it much more inclusive, because Bellevue is becoming so diverse. It really is. It's becoming one of the diverse school districts that we have in Puget Sound. And I think we really need to be open and inclusive and actually welcome it. You know, my father was an immigrant. He came here and he went to the third grade. And he knew well, early on that the best way for me to assimilate and to be successful is to learn English first. But we never turned our back on our culture. And I think we can do both. I think we're both examples how you celebrate your culture, but yet be successful in America.
Thank you very much. Milin, what would you add to that?
Well, my sense of inclusions has to be, I feel that it has to be intentional at our district level. When I say intentional, I mean we need to have policy that would guide the direction of the school district at multiple levels. I have touched about at the local school level where parents and community members are welcomed and feel that they are valued. I am happy to share that there are a few models being done at Bellevue School District. However, it's not widespread, and I would like to see more of that. One model is to have the dual language programs. We have both the dual language of Spanish and of Mandarin, where students who speak different languages than English would have an opportunity to be a leader in their classrooms and share responsibility with their classmate. The parents who wouldn't be able to speak English otherwise feel that they could participate and have something to give to the school and the classroom where the child is attending. That is at the classroom and the school level. And then we're looking at the workforce level, where when we recruit and hire and retain our teachers, we want to have the intention of recruiting and hiring teachers of colors that equate to the students that we serve in our school district. And last but not least, really the policy to protect that and to allow people to have a voice at all those levels in our school district.
Thank you.
Actually, I'd like to ask a question about, you both sort of touched on, differences in a income gap and things like that. And I was wondering, do you think it's the school's role to provide equipment and, things like computers and things like that for each student? And if you do, then who would pay for that? And I'm going to start with who went first.
That's okay. Okay, yeah. I'll go. That's okay. Just fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the children need to have the tools. And if they don't have the tools, then how are they going to be successful in the classroom? And we're fortunate here in Bellevue to have a whole host of organizations that really do support the schools. Bellevue Schools Foundations is one of them. You know, and right now, you know, we have a one-to-one initiative that we have at Sammamish High School, where all the students at Sammamish High School are given a laptop. And that's a really good test model to see how that works. But that's what you do, and that's where I can really help. Is I can go out and I can raise those monies. I can raise those funds. I have contacts with numerous groups in Bellevue and in Seattle, professional groups, professional organizations where you can go to them and say, look, we need $100,000 for this. We need $100,000 for this. And more importantly, these children are going to be left behind. And it's just because of a lack of money. We can fix that. We can address that. And so you go and you appeal to that. And you know, people in our region are so supportive of the schools. People in Bellevue are so supportive. I don't see any problem doing that. But I do think that we need to step up. We really do need to step up and make sure that those children that don't have the ability are taken care of. I mean, I was that kid. When I was at Yakima going to Davis High School, I was ASB president, and we didn't have a car to get where we needed to go. There were many things I couldn't – many activities I couldn't participate in, and I was ASB president. So – for me personally, I don't want children to have to suffer that. I really indignity. I want them to be able to avail themselves of all the opportunities. And if that means me going out and getting money from someone, some organization, absolutely, I'm going to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, thanks. Bilin?
Thank you. I believe that every student should have the tools that they need, just as every teacher should have the tools that they need. To do their job well. We are in Bellevue very fortunate to have a community that really rallied behind us. Like Ed mentions, we have the pilot program as a one-to-one at Sammamish High School, and we also have that program at the Big Picture as well. I believe this is the opportunity where we could partnership with our business community. As I mentioned, public education is an investment of our community for our children, and I bet if we talk to anyone who worked in investment banking, they would know the value of investing in education. And also, we have such a great support from the Schools Foundation, from Eastside Pathway, and many other organizations that would see the value in providing these tools for our students.
Thank you, Milin. So I'm going to ask one last question, and then we're going to kind of wrap it up. But I do want to give you all an opportunity to maybe establish some things that are a little different, because you've definitely talked about a lot of things, and you have what's the word I'm looking for? Unity, maybe. That's the word, which I actually think is a beautiful thing. But what are the differences in what you're trying to achieve? You obviously have some ideas about the things that need to be achieved, but what are some of the differences in how you might go about achieving them? And Milin, I'm going to start with you.
I think it's a wonderful thing that we have a lot of similarity in our view of our school district. I guess to start with, we have a great foundation that we can build from. In my opinion, there were many people who have gone before me who've done an incredible job at establishing these foundations, and there will be many more after me who will continue the work. I would like to bring my own life experience into the school board and help the school district working toward the equity piece for our school district due to its growing in diversity. And that life experience, you know, you cannot keep it to yourself, but to share it. And I truly believe that the school is great not because of its location, but because of the people who put their heart and their mind and their effort into it. And I'd like to be one of those.
Thank you, Milin. Ed?
Well, I think where I can really help the school district, and I think what differentiates us is that I have significant expertise, knowledge, and skills in financial analysis, analyzing budgets. So and making sure that the school district spends every dollar wisely. And you do that by applying a very rigorous benefit cost analysis metric to each one for each dollar spent, saying, okay, if we're not spending it in the classroom, we're spending it on all these other items, support. How is that helping those students? How is that helping those students? Because, you know, if your mission, if your number one mission is to help those students succeed, whether it be vocationally, whether it be on the AP college track, you want to make sure that every dollar spent is spent wisely. And that's where I can really help the school districts. And I'm going to ask the hard questions. I'm going to require them to come to us with benefit cost analyses and say, okay, this dollar spent here is not in the classroom. We're spending it here. But this is the multiplier effect we get for doing that. So a rigorous, very, very rigorous analysis I'm going to actually require. The other thing, too, I can help with is in terms of capital planning. I touched on that earlier. And I see that as a major difference between us. I have the skills, the knowledge, the skill set, and ability to ask those tough questions, to actually analyze them, because that's what I do every single day. You know, I'm responsible for negotiating multimillion dollar contracts on a daily basis, and I will apply that tough test to them. So I see it also in a leadership. I think we... You know, the Seattle Bellevue School District is a great school district, but that doesn't mean we can't make it better. And I think that's the difference. I think it's great, but I think it could be so much better, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ed and Milan, for coming in today. I'm going to give you one last opportunity to make your case. You're only going to have a minute, though, and I am going to keep you to that minute. So, Milan, I will allow you to start, and then Ed, I will allow you to finish, Milan.
Thank you. So thank you, KBCS and Bellevue Patch, for giving me the opportunity. I'd like to let you know that the reason I wanted to run for the school board is because I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to be the voice for our kids who do not have a seat at the table when most of the decision making and negotiations is about them. I am proud to be endorsed by the Seattle Times, the Bellevue Education Association, former Bellevue School Boards, Mr. Steve Mueller, and many others, community leaders, educators, and parents in the district. I believe that when we work together, we can improve our communications, promote parent and community engagement, and provide well-rounded challenges and opportunity for our students.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Thank you.
Minute is up. Ed, you got a minute. Go.
Okay, thank you. I think our campaign slogan says it all, expect excellence. And that's what I'm going to – that is the criteria that I think we should bring to every decision we make, that we need to do whatever's best for the students. That's what we're going to get them and allow them to succeed in life. And we expect excellence not just from the students, because that's obvious, but we expect it from our teachers, from our administrators, our support staff, the school board, and certainly the parents and the community as a whole. Because working together, we can get there. We can achieve that 100% graduation rate. And I'm looking forward to helping them do that.
Okay. Well, thank you both again, Ed Luera and Milan Tai. Both of them are running for Bellevue School Board seat number 5. And also, thanks to our online news partner, Venice Buhayan. Thank you, Venice, very much for setting it up and bringing the candidates into our studios.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.